in our spring sale, get an AEG dishwasher for just £149. The Great Renovation. Visit your nearest Ren showroom. Offers apply when you buy five or more units. Offer ends the 4th of June. One per customer. Finance subject to status and minimum spend.
Are you tired of asking the big questions like, what's the meaning of life? Does God even exist? And how much swearing can you fit into a West End musical? You're in luck. The Book of Mormon has the answers. Well, to one of them at least. See the show that the Daily Mail calls outrageously profane with a beautiful heart. The Book of Mormon might not answer all of life's great questions, but it's the funniest, most outrageous show to ever hit the West End. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, a 9-year-old was the youngest person injured during a crash at Liverpool's Premier League title parade on Monday. Detectives have been releasing more details about the 79 people caught up in the collision. Our reporter Liam Gotting has been reading a statement from Merseyside Police.
The 53-year-old man they arrested at the scene is still in police custody. One of the things he's being questioned over is drug driving, but Merseyside Police declined to say what drug the 53-year-old man is alleged to have taken, saying that they wouldn't go into that level of detail at this stage.
Searches are continuing for a missing teenage girl who fell into a reservoir from a dam in West Yorkshire. Police say underwater teams are looking for her 24 hours after it happened. The UK government has condemned the creation of 22 new Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank, which the UN say are unlawful. The Foreign Office says it represents a deliberate obstacle to Palestinian statehood. Israel says it would be endangered by the recognition of a Palestinian state. And new figures reveal renters have seen costs rise twice as fast as homeowners over the past year. Inflation for tenants climbed 3.6% in the year to March, the highest of any group.
Sport.
England boss Serena Wiegmann admits she's really disappointed at the shock retirement of goalkeeper Mary Earps. The 32-year-old who won Euro 2022 and won the Golden Glove as the Lionesses reached the Women's World Cup final a year later has called time on her international career. Britain's Sonia Cartel has been knocked out of the French Open tennis in the second round. She was beaten in straight sets by Marie Bouchkova. And this season's T20 Blast cricket gets underway this evening with two fixtures. In the North Division, Lancashire host Worcester at Old Trafford, while in the South Division, former New Zealand captain Kane Williamson will play for Middlesex when they take on Sussex at Lords.
Weather.
With eBay, find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Rain for central Scotland, North England and Wales tonight, but mostly dry elsewhere. Lows of 4 degrees. Cloudy for most with a chance of showers tomorrow. Highs of 24. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Cinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 fan.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Sir Templeton. 3 minutes past 5 o'clock. I'm Johnny Bourne. This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Thank you for joining us. Thursday, May 29, 2025. Okay, I've got a massive hour for you right in the middle here. It's going to be huge. We've got a thoroughly modern motoring roundup. Literally a roundup. Yeah, and you're going to find out why that's really good. Okay. It's almost dazzling wordplay. Also, ladies and gentlemen, that Heathrow chief who slept through meltdown, we stand shoulder to shoulder with him, as indeed to so many of our listeners. We understand exactly why he'd have turned his phone off for 7 hours, despite being in charge of Heathrow. I don't even want it to sway you, the fact he gets about 3.2 million quid a year.
Whoa.
I don't care how much you get. Fella's still entitled to a good night's kip. Yes, sure. 200,000 passengers were stranded. And he put his telephone on his bedside table, but the device had gone into silent mode. He couldn't help that.
Yeah.
And also, you think of how many people would call him. If I knew him, I'd call him. Any hitches at all?
Yeah.
You know, even a funny look at Smith's. Getting some indigestion. I'm straight on going to complain about you. Mm. Anyway, 83936. Keep your sleep text coming in. I slept through Chris Cornell at Hyde Park, which I've never forgiven myself for, because I had a few wines. I passed out while it was raining under an umbrella. That's Claire from Eastbourne. Thanks for that. Loads of you sleeping through Foo Fighters gigs. That's your sleep-through gig of choice. Which is a real challenge, because they're loud, you know?
Yeah.
And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, we've got another celebration of paternal eccentricity. That's right, Dad's Barmy is coming up as well. A motoring roundup, more proud tales of sleep, and Dad's Barmy, that's what's coming in the next hour. Arctic Monkeys, Why Do You Only Call Them When You're High? Ladies and gentlemen, relax back, I've got this, we'll take from it.
Radio X.
The mirror's image tells me it's home time, but I'm not finished, cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes. Decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Somewhere darker, talking the same. I need a partner. Well, are you out tonight? It's harder and harder to get you to listen. More I get through the gears. Incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? And you're starting to bomb me, baby. Why'd you only call me when you're
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Jumbo check. It wasn't easy.
Blur, Song 2. Doesn't give you a lot of time to get ready for anything.
No, it doesn't. I thought you were moving quite fast.
I was still on the back foot. This is the 4 till 7 thing, not for long. I'm Johnny Vaughan, yeah?
What?
Thank you so much for all your texts about people who step through things. Hi, TJ and the gang, I'm a copper. I and my colleague Martin slept through a fire while on a road closure. We were eventually woken by a bemused motorist knocking on the window asking if he could get past to go to work. I looked up to see the firefighters had put the fire out, leaving us asleep, parked in the middle of the road. What I like about that, it doesn't make a difference to policing in those situations.
No.
It's just a presence, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, keep those coming in. 83936. We're staying with the police now for the first of my thoroughly modern motoring stories.
Okay,
yeah? Okay, go on.
Because you read about things like that, and it doesn't inspire confidence in the constabulary, but police, nonetheless, will get the power to crush e-scooters, mopeds, off-road bikes and cars within hours in an effort to combat antisocial behaviour.
Oh.
Officers will no longer be required to give an offender a warning before seizing a vehicle that's been involved in antisocial offence. No, that's it.
And do they, will they have like a transportable crushing machine?
Well, this one I want to know.
How does this work?
No, what I don't like about this is that they occasionally do mess up.
Mm. Yeah, right.
And it doesn't really give long enough
late.
to sort of look at it, does it?
No.
Well, I like the idea of a big transformer, you know, just walking down the road and crushing cars.
I bet people like Chris from Cornwall do as well. I bet he loves the idea.
Yeah.
Police walking along with a jolly great transformer to crush things.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry, mate, it's been crushed. Yeah. I crushed it now, it doesn't matter. But it wasn't us doing the antisocial. Well, that's your problem.
There is nothing to be done about it.
You won't be antisocial with it anymore, will you?
No.
Mm.
You won't be antisocial with it no more, because we've crushed that. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Oh, don't worry about it. Your car has been crushed.
Oh, so that's it.
Great.
You know.
Wow.
It's the finality, I just feel, might lead to the odd lawsuit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Police crushed a pensioner's thinking it had been used by youths.
While she was being treated in hospital.
Bother us. We've crushed it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I love that this machine, this robot, is taking on the persona of the don't worry about it woman from the
don't worry about it.
Crush.
Oh, don't worry about it.
That's all it says.
Yeah. And that's your vehicle. I wouldn't worry about the vehicle anymore. Why not? Because they've crushed it. next up. So my electric car I bought halved in value in a year.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh, ouch.
It halved in value. I only say it's because I read a headline. Mm. It says, value of electric cars halves in first 2 years. No, a year. And what's amazing about that, despite the fact it halved in value in a year, that doesn't mean anything to the insurance company.
No.
Oh, it means the insurance didn't go down at all. I'm like, but it's half the value.
Yeah, it's half the money to cover, yeah.
Oh, don't worry about it. No, the insurance people didn't say that. They just said, well, it doesn't matter because it's still... Because I said, no, why is that? Let me just check. Let me get back to you, Mr. Vaughan. And they came back with the same price.
Yeah.
I think about 100 quid down.
If that,
It's to do with the fact that if you get a nudge, it just destroys the car straight away.
The entire thing's a write-off.
Yes, it's a write-off, literally on a nudge.
Even if you lean on it slightly.
Right,
yeah.
Breathe
you
on
just
it.
Just lean on it. Okay, lastly, ladies and gentlemen. For years, learner drivers laboured to master the biting point and avoid the indignity of stalling. Mm. Right, do you remember those moments learning to drive there?
Yeah.
It's really nerve-wracking.
I learned to drive on a Triumph Herald, my first car, which I loved. But I remember my dad taking me out for a first driving lesson and I just stalled it on a T-junction.
Straight
on a
away,
country road.
Yeah.
I just stalled it moving out there. And there was just loads of cars going,
The anxiety.
What did I do? He goes, you may have to start it up again. I was like,
he left you hanging, he made you nervous.
I can't literally do it. I can't remember, I really, honestly, I can still remember. It was a hot day.
You're getting flushed now.
I'm getting a bit red, but the roof was, it was a convertible. Yeah. And I was there in the heat of that village T junction with everyone going, and also it's one of those T junctions where youths congregate.
Right.
You used to be always by the gritting, yellow gritting bin.
Were they pointing and laughing?
A phone box, a bus shelter, a park bench.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a bench, bus shelter. That was the sort of configuration as a standard youth collection point. They'll go, hey, And I was just standing under pressure, and sort of really hot under the collar.
Oh,
and I couldn't get it going. I was going,
because you had a choke on those as well,
going, you'll flood it, wait. We've got to wait now.
Just be patient,
so
John.
We just sat there in the middle of the road, just waiting for it. Just calm down, don't worry about those.
Thinking
about no, but my dad's saying really loudly, don't worry about those idiots. I'm thinking, Dad, they can hear you. Don't worry about those idiots. Oh, sod off. Idiots. It's awful.
Wow.
Absolutely awful.
So dramatic.
Anyway, nowadays, though, ladies and gentlemen, four in five car models now are automatic. That's
wow.
Only one in five now going through the pain of that. If my dad sounds eccentric, then we've got more of that coming up.
Can you catch a medicine ball? Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Because what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits?
These fists, wet leg, right here on Radio X. That used to be a great line the police used to come out with, didn't they? Right. That was a great old police standard, wasn't it? Right. This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Hey, we're looking at some of the things you slept through.
I can't get no sleep.
You lot can. Hey, TK. My biker, heavy metal-loving friend, Carl. I love the fact you got a biker, heavy metal-loving mate called Carl. He came to a works do at an old-school nightclub. Had to borrow clothes to be properly dressed for the no jeans, no trainers dress code. No jeans, no trainers. Ladies in free before 10. No slackness. He wore cricket whites.
Oh, amazing.
He fell asleep after about 45 minutes. Slept through the whole event.
Wow.
That's really good, though, is that you turn up with a bloke in cricket whites.
And then he sleeps through the whole thing.
Yeah, because he's a massive drinker, that's why.
Yeah, sure.
Because he got What you got, sons?
Kieran says, hi, Johnny. My dad took my brother camping to watch Halley's Comet back in the 80s. My brother fell asleep, and dad thought he looked so peaceful he didn't want to wake him up as the spectacle began.
Oh, he looked so
peaceful.
My
brother was absolutely fuming.
Yeah, I saw Halley's Comet when it went over.
Did you?
Yeah. They had two laser beams over London. And so you could track it.
Right.
And where they went...
Joined.
Yeah. It was just above that. Yeah, I climbed up from a fire escape at the Hilton Hotel on Park Lane. I went all the way up to the roof.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah, with a mate of mine and his mum, who I bumped into also on the chase for it. Yeah, it was quite a magical moment. Just stood there, just looked at it. It was massive.
Was it?
Massive, really obvious. You're really big.
Tail on it, Gavin.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
One more.
Hi, gang. I slept through my teenage daughter's PTA meeting. I was rudely awakened with a sharp elbow to the ribs from my missus, only to see the teacher and about 10 other couples turned in their seats, giving me evils. I think it was the snoring that gave me away. Yeah.
I did sleep through root canal with no anaesthetic for it. I just had a big night.
Yeah, but that's teach
like
for you,
hours.
Isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, I said no anaesthetic either, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've fallen asleep while being tattooed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Since this isn't about getting one up on each other.
I just remembered.
Christ alive. Hi, guys. I once fell asleep during a speed awareness course.
Oh, sure.
They don't like that.
No, they'll flunk you for that sort of stuff. The guy shouted at me to wake up. I said, if I did it again, I'll have to come back. JJ in Essex. Johnny says, as we all say, I'll take the points next time. I know it's such an insult to them, isn't it? I'll take points right to sit you boring the out of me again. Gab, one last one.
Grainy in Hampshire says, I nodded off in the middle of a Grand Prix once. Understandable on the sofa, but I was trackside in the garage.
That's Grainy from Hampshire. Keep these coming, and this is after Heathrow Chief slept through meltdown. He gets $3.2 million a year, left his phone on silent mode on his bedside table, 7 hours. Got a great night's sleep. Well, 200,000 people, passengers, suffered. But we back him. We absolutely stand shoulder to shoulder. We're not hypocrites. Daz Barmy is next. Stay with us.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. Naturally cloudy. Thanks to the John O'Gold Apple.
Radio X.
Getting ready for summer? It's time to scrub the barbecue, mow the lawn and dust off the wine glasses. At Waitrose, we're getting ready with 25% off six or more bottles of wine or fizz over £6. Like a fruity San Leo Prosecco, perfect with aged Parma ham, or a crisp Whispering Angel Rosé, ideal for your first barbecue. And our number one Chablis, the aromas of fresh peach pair beautifully with a seafood salad. Start the summer with some great savings at Waitrose. Selected stores and lines, subject to availability. Exclude Scotland, boxed wines and bottles priced £100 and over.
Your mission, should you choose to accept.
The final reckoning is here. What a rush. 5 stars, The Guardian.
Let's hear it.
Unrelentingly tense, The Telegraph. 5 stars.
What is your plan?
Needs to be seen to be believed. NME.
Right to the point.
Tom Cruise.
I need you to trust me one last time.
The best time you'll have at the cinema this summer. Hey, you guys. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. In cinemas now. Film for IMAX. Also available in 4DX and ScreenX.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
SBLVillas.com. For flight and villa packages to beautiful Mediterranean destinations, perfect for modern families.
SBLVillas. Spinning records? At 32 Red, we prefer spinning reels.
Cause you're...
Play exclusive ITV games like Tipping Point and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. With top slots like Immortal Romance 2. Join and get a welcome bonus up to £150. Play incredible at 32 Red. 18 plus, begambleaware.org. New accounts only. Minimum £10 deposit. Up to 50 times wagering. Max stakes apply. Visit 32red.com for full terms.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend, but they're barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
Don't miss huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, home accessories, curtains, and far too many things to mention. Save up to 50% in store and online now with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Miles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hi, Chris Miles here. I'm trying a new experiment this week. It was bank holiday Monday, so we weren't on. I've just worked Tuesday, Wednesday, then this morning, and I'm going to have tomorrow off as well. I'm looking at this as a brand new experiment for a 3-day working week. Why don't you join me? Don't go to work tomorrow. I'm not.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Samantha?
Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Buck Rogers right here on Radio X. Now, every time I told you, ever since I told you about my time my dad used our bath to try his new wetsuit, surprising my mum, she came in to use the loo, you've been sending in your dad stories for a segment of the show we call Dad's Barmy. Now, you told us about Kieran's dad, Took a plate with him when he went to buy a microwave. Check the size. We've had lots of dads actually using, taking things to...
Yeah, the one guy took a towel into Curry's to check the size of the fridge.
Yes, yeah, he'd used a towel to measure it. Cobb's dad used to clean his phone screen by licking it.
Grim.
And Will's dad, who could only start his car with a 20p piece, often had to go to shops and cafes to get some change. Whatever type of kooky dad you got, there's a place for them here on the 4-7 thing. Dr. ST, what do you got from Jean? I'm intrigued.
Jean says, we had an anniversary dinner at a fairly posh restaurant. My dad looked at the menu, then asked the waitress if she could pull together a bit of a Plowman's.
You're kidding. Do you know something? My dad has got
that's
this...
the most dad
a bit of a Plowman's.
No, that's... My dad, has, as I say, he's got this new craze. I don't know when it's happened.
Yeah.
Of making speeches. I think, I don't know when it started.
What, like in restaurants?
Yeah, no, if there's a gathering, of even like three of us.
Oh, really?
Okay, well, just hang on a second, John. Yeah. Then you get the...
The little ting, 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 yeah.
Hitting the glass to yourself. Just a few words. Because, and it's like, Christ alive. But his new thing is, yeah?
Mm.
He... And I hope, I don't know if he's listening or not, but he's, I gave him a book,
yeah,
right, about just various things that emanate from the sea, because he's a sailor, my dad's a sailor, he loves sailing.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And within it is John Masefield's poem, Sea Fever.
Right. Uh-huh.
Which I love as a poem, yeah?
Yeah.
So my dad has attempted to learn it, right?
Right.
But failed.
Right.
Oh. I mean, abysmally.
He's gone too early.
Remember, he can't get through one line of it.
Right. So he's stumbling straight away.
No.
Right, right.
But it's really annoying. It is my favourite poem.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, but now, at any occasion, he will quote it.
Oh, no.
It's like, I think he's trying to hammer home that when he passes, God forbid, he wants it at his funeral.
Right.
Right.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, yeah, he can say it.
But no, he's like Milton's. There was an occasion for Milton the other day.
Mm.
And my dad has decided, we're celebrating, it's Milton's birthday, we're celebrating it, and my dad's decided this is a good time to quote
the poem
quite
again.
A bleak poem.
No,
but it was just so annoying. I'm like, no, Dad. He starts going, because it goes, I must down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and sky, and all ours, because a tall ship and a star. But my dad started quoting, he goes, I must go down to the silent seas, to the shallow sky. Oh, God, what is it? And he stops. I'm thinking, well, it's not
no,
that.
No, unless you really
just read
got
it or something.
Yeah.
Right? And then I go, hang on a second, John, because I'm going to get this. I'm like, oh, God.
The moment's gone already.
No, the moment's really gone. Hang on a second, John, because I'll get this now. What is it? I must down to the silent sky. No, the sea. It's something like, silent. Something like, I'm like, you've had it for a sorry year. It was written in 1948. It's available.
You've had time.
It's driving me. And also, he's ruining the poem for me.
Mm.
I'm not, he's ruining it. It's not as bad as Terry Venables with singing If I Could Dream.
Oh,
I've never listened to Elvis's version sings.
Yeah.
Thanks, Terry, if you're out there. Gav, what do you got?
Ched in Whitwell. Ched in Whitwell says, my mum and dad had a kitchen drawer that kept sticking. My dad got so fed up with it, he decided to plane down one of the edges. Except he didn't have a plane. So he tried to plane it using a cheese grater.
What?
Oh, no. I've got to tell you.
Which is never going to work.
It's the sort of thing I would definitely
do. Is it? Right.
Definitely. Because on a cheese grater, you've got four grating strengths, including a very fine one.
Mm. Right, but they're not the old school ones.
I'm going to be frank with you. I thought about it. I've got my bathroom door, due to the varying temperatures of the bathroom and the bedroom.
Yeah.
It suddenly, for part of the year, it just starts sticking.
It swells up, yeah.
Because it's colder in the bathroom.
Moisture. Yeah,
and
there's
moisture in there. Mm. So it's really annoying.
Really.
And the other day I was looking for something, and I did briefly, I didn't do it, but I did. There was a moment when I held that cheese. Well, you know when your eyes dart around. For
what can I use?
No, I went to the kitchen, I was looking around, I was thinking, You know, and in those moments, you really feel like Wile E. Coyote. right. This is from Zeb in Rossendale. Thank you very much for this, Zeb. I took my dad to do the big shop He left the trolley in the middle of the well-known German supermarket and bought all the items to it, saying it's quicker.
Oh,
that's barmy.
It's not.
That's just barmy.
That's just, barmy.
That's just dad's barmy.
It really is.
Okay. And the worst thing is he probably just did it once and then he stuck to his guns.
Yeah, because he must be
real dad's barmy trick.
Dad,
well, it's quicker this way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like my dad's proclamation that shouldn't make any new music. We don't need any new music, son. We need to get rid of potholes.
Got plenty of songs.
Send us your dad's stories, 83936. You can WhatsApp me through Global Player. They can be heroic or mortifying. Just daddy.
Radio X. I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. Yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful. I'm chicken. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
Alanis Morissette, Hand in My Pocket, right here on Radio X. I'm Johnny Thorne. You're rolling with the 4 till 7 thing. Coming up, as you know, the Heathrow chief of the Heathrow tribe.
Chief-row.
Yeah, like a feeble, feeble wordplay.
Very feeble.
Yeah, very crap wordplay. The Heathrow chief, I didn't know there was a tribe, but there is. He slept through the meltdown recently when there was that fire and 200,000 people were stranded. 7 hours. Phone was on his bedside table. He had it in silent mode. And rightly so. You know, we stand... Okay, he's paid $3.2 million a year. We stand shoulder to shoulder to him. Man's got a right... No matter how much he's paid, all his responsibilities for a decent night's kip. We've got the things that you slept through. 83936, we've had a record amount of these. So obviously you're the sort of listener that really gets it, and I'm sure sides with them completely. We've got your text next.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. What cloudy cider's supposed to taste like.
Radio X.
I never thought of myself as the give into. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving tat, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
With over 50 years' experience, at Fidelity, we believe there's a difference between investing and being invested. Investing is having access to guidance, tools, and expert insights. Being invested means feeling confident about your future. Investing is choosing from a wealth of investment options. Being invested means focusing on your long-term goals. For ISAs, pensions, or advice, be truly invested with Fidelity. Go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the Little Dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their range around because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
What lurks within?
Ghostly Manor, the new spooky family adventure at
Porter's Park.
Warning, Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
Don't miss huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, home accessories, curtains, and far too many things to mention. Save up to 50% in-store and online now with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
At Morrison's, more card prices save you money on your shop. Like a 20-pack variety box of Walker's Classics All Meaty, regular price £4.85.
More card price.
£3.50. And Kenko Smooth, Rich, Decaf or Gold Indulgence Instant Coffee, regular price £7.75.
More card price.
£6. Pay less with more card.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores. Online varies. Excludes Morrison's Daily More Card. App required 18+. Kenko 195 to 200 grams. Offer ends 1st of June.
Jesse Eisen.
Yeah, amazing.
Morning, Jesse.
Kick off with a Chris Moyle Show.
And I'm fascinated by your vacations, that you don't go to the obvious places on holiday.
Yeah.
Would you like to go on vacation with me?
You definitely should go. Like, you should go.
Right.
And then just, like, I don't know, do you do FaceTime or whatever?
Sure.
Okay. I'll be in New York, so just take into account the time thing.
Yeah.
Do I get your number or just an agent?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a few different layers removed of my number.
Okay.
And that would be so cool. I hope you have, like, just an awesome time thinking about me there.
Yeah. Oh, God, we're going to be best friends.
That's what it feels like.
It really does. Yeah. And you look delighted.
Yeah. I'm really thrilled, but...
Listen on your radio and on Global Player. Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Holiday, which is always the sort of mood it gets me in that tune. It feels like we're off on one. Do you know what I mean?
It does, yeah, yeah.
Feels like I would love to be loading up a car with that blaring out, yeah, but really loudly, so that we forget things. Sure. And everyone's banging around going, oi, who's got the charger? I don't know. Yeah, yeah. What? Doesn't matter, because we're playing Green Day. And then that's all we play for a four-hour road trip.
Yeah. Again and again.
Again and again. Ladies and gentlemen, the Heathrow chief who slept through the meltdown has been blasted. Thomas Waldby, he slept during the chaos after an electricity substation fire knocked out power, leaving 200,000 passengers stranded. Not his fault. He didn't start the fire.
No.
In fact, it strikes me as it's got nothing to do with him. A prop in duty free? Yes.
Mm.
Baggage things? Yes. Anyway, what have you slept through?
I can't get no sleep.
A few years ago, my friends visited me in Glasgow from Manchester. They arrived early in the morning. We're going to an athlete gig in the evening. They had a ticket for me. After a day of showing them pubs, I went to the gig. I fell asleep standing in the crowd. The security venue woke me up and threw me out of the gig. I made my way to a pub close by to wait for my mates to call me at the end of the gig. I sat down with a pint. 4 a.m. I woke up in a lock-in with an untouched pint in front of me with several missed calls. An old bloke sat next to me, looked at me and just said, "Your phone's been ringing, big man." He says, "I'm gutted that I missed the lock-in more than the live music." Ian, what is wrong with you?
Wow.
No, but that's slightly, you're getting into narcolepsy there, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't going to be that sort of text.
Woke up to a lock-in.
Crashes out just in front of a normal full pint. He didn't even last. He didn't even have a sip. He was out. What have you been doing? What have you got there, Gaff?
Pete in Somerset says, Teen TJ, I fell asleep at a red traffic light whilst working nights as a delivery driver.
That's amazing.
That's just
Pete in Somerset. Really?
Wow.
I just felt like it a few times. The trick to staying awake, if that is happening,
yeah,
is, well, you just wet your finger with your lip.
Yeah.
Just lick your finger and put that on your eyelid. Then put the air up.
Right.
So it's really cold against your eyelids. And then as soon as you get a chance to pull over, just pull over and have a kip.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll get you. You'll get about 10 minutes out of that.
Sure.
But don't rely on it. And I'm not, you know, the thing is pull over whenever possible. But
yeah,
sometimes you need that to get to the next pullover point.
Mm-hmm.
Afternoon gang, I fell asleep in a fold-up chair in front of the pyramid stage during Coldplay's 2011 Glastonbury performance. Lots of folk were asking my wife, "Is he okay? What's his name? What's he had?" She replies, "Nothing. He just find Chris Martin dull." Yeah, that's it. That's all he's taken. Sometimes you don't need anything, you know?
Yeah.
You just need, you know, that's all you need for a good night's sleep, isn't it? Chris Martin. Gav, sorry, Sons, what do you got?
James in Newark says, "My mother once fell asleep while sat on the front row of the Queen's birthday parade.
Wow.
20 yards away from Her Majesty while the whole of the mounted guards sped past."
How about that? Hi, TJ, when I was a student, my house got raided by the police. And, the house we shared with some other students in the house. I slept through the complete bit, woke up in the morning, there was no one in the house. Couldn't understand why it was empty. Turns out they'd all been arrested for suspected arson, which wasn't true. Anyway, I slept through the whole raid.
Wow.
Yeah, so I wouldn't like that, though. For me, I'd when I got back and I saw that flatmate, I would definitely accuse him of being a no-good grass. I'm Terry. I slept through the first Superman film back in the days when cinemas were not comfortable to sit in, which makes me a great achievement. What do you got, Suds? Last one.
As a kid, I slept through a thunderstorm so bad it set the burglar alarm off. On a side or a few weeks before,
yeah.
I'd also slept blissfully unaware of being burgled that necessitated the alarm being fitted.
How about
Jamie
that?
In Telford.
Slept through a burglary, so they fitted an alarm, which they then slept through anyway.
Mm.
Great stuff. Gav?
Ant in Pompey says, "I slept through the musical Stomp. If you've seen it, you'll say that's impossible. But if you've seen it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Utter garbage." He didn't enjoy the show.
And lastly, my husband fell asleep at Guns N' Roses at Slane Castle.
Yeah.
He woke up because someone was trying to steal his brand new trainers.
Something stopped me, dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger. Can you guess who won? The universe shrugged.
then moved on. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to type until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this. Shouting and pointing. And by the way, it's my kind of come alive. By the way, it's time I'll get it right. Oh, no one will ever understand it, and no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, oh, it's my kind of come alive. By the way,
with Thatcher's Haze, the perfect cider for a refreshing summer.
Radio X.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader.
TrustedTrader.com.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery. Because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours. But only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
And they're coming down the final furlong now. And Long Drive Home is being chased down by I'm Tired. I Wish I Didn't Have to Drive Home is losing ground as Better Get a Travelodge is coming up fast. Long Drive Home is fading as Better Get a Travelodge comes tearing up on the inside and Better Get a Travelodge takes it!
Sporting event coming up. Better Get a Travelodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travelodge.co.uk.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6. In the last hour, there has been an update from police investigating a crash in Liverpool on Monday.